Mason Smythe puts the ball right on the X. He has that 20-mile-an-hour wind at his back. His first kickoff, though, did not make it to the end zone, or barely made it to the end zone. This one will make it by plenty. And a touchback, and that'll give the ball to Penn to start the third quarter at their own 20-yard line. The winner of this game will take on Lake Central or Crown Point next week. As we told you at halftime, at last check, Crown Point had a 7-0 lead.
Roger, this defense from Penn has impressed me. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I think the thing that impresses you is that's not a big defensive line, but those linebackers are really solid, and that's why Warsaw's had trouble. It's the linebackers filling the holes that have kept Warsaw from having a better first half. McCullough takes a very low snap, hands off to Bayless up the middle, and he'll be tripped up by Corbin Johnston as he got a couple yards out to the 22. Bayless has not had a lot of running room in the middle of the field. As a matter of fact, Jake in the first half, 6 carries for 19 yards. And I think Bart Curtis would have signed up for that if you'd have told him at halftime and now one play into the third that that's what he would have. I think he'd be pretty happy with that. Second down and 8. Bennett moves to the right side of the formation. Bayless to his right. Rolling right is McCullough. Looking, fires it down the middle of the field, and it's going to be caught. It's caught at the 36-yard line. Tayshawn Bardo makes the catch. That's a first down for Penn. He hopped up right away and put the ball down, and I couldn't tell whether he had caught it or whether he had dropped it, but he did make the catch. The officials were there, and a minute into the third, Penn's got a first down at their 36-yard line, leading 7-3. Two wideouts to the short side, one to the far. And McCullough will fake the handoff and take off. And he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage and still gets a couple of yards. Give him 4 out to the 40-yard line. Woodward on the stop for the Tigers with help from others. Second down and 6 coming up for the Kingsmen.
We're going to need a play here, a negative play or a turnover or something to make this first drive go away.
Ball in the near hash mark right at the 40-yard line. The wide side of the field is the left side of the formation for McCullough and the offense. The senior, 6'3", 198 pounds. Hands off to Bayless, sweeping to the right, trying to get the corner, 40, 45, and he's got a first down. Out to the Penn, 49-yard line. Stopped from behind by Tristan Wilson with help from Cohen Eddy. First down, Kingsman. And they're going to mark it all the way out to the midfield stripe.
Roger, while they're going against the wind here, we need to make some plays. That time they blocked it up really good. Their tight end blocked pole extremely well, and that made that play go.
9:50 clock running, third quarter. Penn 7, Warsaw 3. Penn with the ball at midfield. McCullough takes a direct snap, runs forward, gets hit at the 50, and gets knocked down at the 48-yard line. Again, Johnston and Hetty on the stop after a gain of 2. Second down and 8 for the Tiger, 48.
I like it when Cohen is playing downhill. When number 11 is playing downhill, good things happen for Warsaw.
A windy, chilly night here in northern Indiana, just north of the St. Joe River. Just north of the intersection of Jefferson and Bittersweet. Here in Mishawaka. Second down and 8. McCullough, play action, rolling right, looking, pump fakes, fires to the near sidelines. It's caught, and they're going to say the catch is made, and the catch is made by Kellen Watson, but there is a flag down, and it's against the Kingsmen. The penalty flag thrown back at the Kingsmen 48-yard line, and a first down is going to be wiped out by what looks like a holding penalty. Can you help us non-football playing people on why on those kinds of plays holding is more likely?
Well, you've got offensive players who want to keep us from developing an edge. And so when defensive players move laterally, the easiest thing to do is try to reach around and grab their jersey, and that's what happened there.
It's a 10-yard penalty. Second down and 18 for Penn back at their 42. Bennett sets up on the right. And the handoff up the middle. And a squirt through there by Bayless. And he's got room to run to the outside. 45, 40, 35. And he'll run out of bounds with Corbin Johnston on track. And that's a big gain for Penn and a first down for the Kingsmen. The penalty backed him up. And they ran a draw play to Bayless, and he was able to scoot down the field all the way to the 34-yard line.
We need to make a stand here. I don't believe they could attempt a field goal from this distance, certainly, and we don't need to give them any more.
You figured D'Addario's range against the wind's probably only 35 yards, so another first down here would get them there. McCullough from the Tiger 33. Hands off to Bayless, and he's going to be hit and thrown for a loss. Isaac Beam was in there for the third time of the game to stop him. All the way back outside the 35, back at the 38-yard line. That's a loss of 5 yards. Isaac Beam is at it again.
I think I like the fact that we put pressure on. We brought linebackers that time. We stemmed our defensive line, which is pre-snap movement of the defensive front. All of that is good.
Actually, it's a loss officially of 4, back to the 38. So it's second down and 14 for the Kingsmen from the Tiger 38. McCullough is going to take off and run up the middle. Gets hit hard at the 38, and he gets no yardage. No gain on the play. Well, let's see where they put the ball down. The official on the near side gave him a little bit. The one on the other didn't. It's no gain. So it's third down and 14 coming up for Penn. Here's the play of the game, Will.
I think it's important that they're going, when they go tray, meaning three receivers to one side, that is a clear indication that they are throwing to that side. I'm not sure, you know, what Corey's thinking, but we need to be cognizant of the fact that we got to defend three levels.
We have an injured Tiger. It's Mason Gabrich right at the line of scrimmage. Training staff, Coach Curtis, is out there. Dad remains with the defensive unit. He's peeking over the huddle to see what's going on. But his dad, Chad, is part of the coaching staff. And now he's coming out, and Coach Curtis is kind of debriefing him on what's going on. 7:45 left to play here in the third. Penn facing third and 14 at the Tiger 38-yard line. Penn leading 7-3. Mason is up and walking off under his own power. So that's good news. Not 100% sure what was up there. Kind of felt like maybe he got hit in the head. So they're going to go check him out. Third down and 13. Big, big, big play in this football game. With the Tigers down by 4. McCullough standing at his 42. Bayless to his right. Now Corey Yeoman, the offensive coaches, want to change the play. They do with 13 on the play clock. Now they move Bayless to the left. And they fake the handoff, and they throw it quick, and they throw it high, and it's caught, and it's going to be a touchdown. Coker to the 10 to the 5. He scores. They ran a slant in from the left. The ball was almost overthrown, and Coker, who is 6'4", jumped up and was able to pull it in and score with 7:21 left to go here in the third.
Big call, and we go for the interception, and Coker kid makes a great snag and runs it up in there for a score. Gutsy call and a great play by their wideout.
What a terrific pass into the wind, and now D'Addario for the point after. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 7:21 left to play in the third. It's now 14-3 Penn over Warsaw here in the sectional championship. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder doing stats. Steve Scott back at the station. 7:21 left to play in the third quarter. Penn now with a 14-3 lead. Another big third down conversion for the Kingsmen. At the Dario to kick off into the wind. It's high. That's very short. Villam on the run at the 12, and there are flags down back at the line of scrimmage. And Penn was offsides. You know, I noticed, I watched the film, right? And I thought there were times when they were offsides that didn't get called. And a lot of times offsides on kickoffs isn't called, and I get it. But it felt like they were a little farther down the field, and it's always one guy who's like a whole stride ahead of everybody else. And that's going to cost them 5 yards. That does count as a penalty, by the way, so it's a 5-yard walk-off. For Penn now, 5 penalties for 45 yards. D'Addario will back up. Warsaw's got a chance to make a play here because D'Addario can't kick the ball past the 20-yard line into this wind. So Vilma here with a chance to get Warsaw back in the game, maybe. We've been waiting for a long kickoff return all season long. This would be the perfect time for it. And the run-up and the boot, high and again very short. Vilma will take it on the run at the 18, 20, 25, 30, far sideline, 34-yard line, and down he goes there. Well, you can't get any farther behind. This is a must-score drive for Warsaw, and they need to be thinking about touchdowns and not field goals, trailing 14-3 with 7:16 left to play here in the third quarter.
We're going to have to make Penn get out of the 9 guys in the box thing. I don't know if Michael and Bart would consider changing up the formations a little, but it's tough sledding.
Drew Sullivan in for the first offensive play for the Tigers here in the third. Ball inside the far hash mark at the 34-yard line. Option play, Zollinger, and he lost yardage. Oh, and did he lose the football too? They're looking. Yep, it's a fumble, and Penn has recovered. Zollinger got hit right at the line of scrimmage at the 34. The ball popped out, and Penn has recovered. That is Warsaw's first offensive turnover in the last 4 games, and the Kingsmen now perhaps with a chance to put this game away, leading already 14-3.
That's a big play by the Penn defense there. Just unfortunate for us. We don't need to give Penn any chances, especially going against the wind, and now they've got great field position inside the 35-yard line.
Kingsman with the ball at the 34. McCullough will give off to Bayless, and he'll get a yard of the 33. In the middle of that Tiger defensive line, been so sturdy. Beam, pole in there on the stop. Second down and 9 coming up as we pass the 7-minute mark of quarter 3. Penn with a 14-3 lead. The Kingsmen, the number 8 team in 6A. Warsaw just out of the top 10 in the final poll.
We need to turn over ourselves.
Yes, sir. Like on this play right here. They need to throw one in the wind, have it bobble around, and have one of our guys pick it off and run it back. McCullough, he gives off to Bayless, and there's Beam again to meet him in the backfield for another big loss back at the 37-yard line. Beam with help from Pohl back there. What a play. And Beam, that's 4 times that he stopped Bayless behind the line of scrimmage. It's now 3rd down and 13 coming up for Penn. And they are not in field goal range. Into this wind, they are going to need about 15 more yards. But here we are at 3rd down again. 3rd down and 13. Warsaw's got to make a play here and get off the field. Last time at about this same spot on the field, Penn threw a pass on a slant and scored a touchdown off of it. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. McCullough rolls to his right, being chased. Gets away, gets a block downfield, looks, lofts it down toward the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. And the official standing there looking at contact, Robbie Strawn and Tayshawn Bardo got tied up at the 10-yard line, and the official says, uh-uh, you fell down on your own. That is not a defensive penalty. It's now 4th and 13, and I'm guessing that Yeoman's probably going to want to go for it here. But no, he sends the punt team out.
I don't trust him.
No. Chicanery is very much in play here with 5:37 left to play in the third quarter. This is Eisel back to punt. He's punted twice, one better than the other, both affected by the wind. And this one goes straight up to shoot. I mean, it goes straight up in the air. It's going to bounce at the 36 and be down at the 38-yard line. That is a negative one-yard punt for the Warsaw Tigers. Now, Penn is running the ball. Penn runs it into the end zone. They're signaling touchdown. They're signaling touchdown. Penn is celebrating down below. The official downfield raises his arms for a touchdown. And the officials now are going to get together and talk about it. I wish I knew more about the rules.
I don't.
And it's a touchdown. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't either, Roger.
They punted the ball. It went past the line of scrimmage and then backed up inside the line of scrimmage.
And that's
the only thing I can think of is the punt didn't go past the line of scrimmage, and so it's a live ball, and they could pick it up and score. I didn't even know how to score that. I don't know who it was. And now Bart Curtis wants to know what happened. He wants the white hat to come over and explain to him. And thank goodness for that, because...
Well, at least one person in this stadium from Warsaw will understand what just happened. I thought the punt went past the line of scrimmage.
It did go past the line of scrimmage. I'll confirm that. It did go past it, but it bounced backwards about a yard or two and was fielded by Penn right at the line of scrimmage. So here's the extra point try for the Kingsmen. Snap, spot, D'Addario's kick is up, and it is good. We're going to take a 60-second break to try to figure this out. 5:28 left to go in the third. It's now Penn 21, Warsaw 3, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Well, that's a crazy one. Because the officials ruled that the ball had bounced and was fielded behind the line of scrimmage, Penn can play it and field it, and they did. And Dominic Bonner ran it into the end zone for a touchdown. Villema from the 5 on the kickoff. 10, 15, 20, and he goes down at the 24.
You come to the ballpark, Roger, you learn something every day.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
The Warsaw kids obviously are making a danger call and getting away from the ball.
Yes, they're doing exactly what their coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I didn't know that you could.
Well, I don't even know what you call that. Put it down as a running play, Austin, and we'll figure it out later. I don't know what else to say. 21-3 Penn, 5:23 left to play in the third quarter. Pitch back to the right. Tigers looking for the edge. And a flag comes in late. There's going to be a personal foul against Penn for unnecessary roughness on that far sideline. Quinton Brock made the carry. They have him in as a halfback. And he carried the ball to about the 28-yard line, and then he got knocked out of bounds, well out of bounds, and that's going to be a big walk-off, and Warsaw's going to get a first down by penalty for that. And that'll move the ball out to the 42-yard line. 5:17 left to go in the third. So here's Quinton Brock in a position that I wonder how much he has played in his life. I can't imagine very often he's been asked to play that halfback position, but that's where he is from the Tiger 42. And it's Sullivan who breaks a tackle and gets across the 45 and out to the 49-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain. Seven yards on the carry for Sullivan. Under 5 left to go in the third. Tigers down 21-3. What an unfortunate break for the Tigers. Sullivan, option play right, pitches back, and here's Brock again. He turns upfield, he's got a first down. Quentin to the pen, 46-yard line, and a flag comes in at the very end of this play. And a Penn player is throwing his hands out like he can't believe it. Personal foul, Penn. It's going to be another 15-yard walk-off, 30 yards in penalties. Just the first four or five plays of this drive, and Warsaw gets a first down by running the ball and then add on another 15 yards that moves the ball all the way to the Kingsman 31-yard line.
If they want to gift us a score, we'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. 4:44 left in the third quarter. Clock runs. First down and 10 Tigers from the Penn 31. Tigers down 21-3. Well, how about Quentin Brock being asked to do something out of his normal routine and being pretty good at it here to start? Back to throw, Sullivan. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 7-yard line. 10, 15, near side, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and all the way out past the 45-yard line. Sullivan threw the ball to the middle. The receiver cut to the outside, and it's another Tiger turnover. Picked off by Vince Horner. His sixth interception of the season. He leads the team in that category, and the Tigers are denied.
Well, he's good enough without throwing it right to him. Obviously, a miscommunication between the wide receiver and the quarterback. We do not need to give Penn any more easy opportunities, especially when we're knocking on the door to score ourselves.
Two turnovers in a row for the Tigers when they hadn't had a turnover on offense in three straight games. McCullough running left, turns upfield at the 45, spins away at the 50. Ooh, look out. And he fumbled the football. He fumbled the football, but they're going to say he was down. Officials on both sides indicated that he was down first, which I think, by the way, is the right call. I'm just glad McCullough's okay, because the way he got spun around, and well, no, he is not okay. He is up and walking around, but he's not in good shape. It's a gain of 4. Second down and 6 coming up for Penn. 3:45 left to go here in the third. By the way, their backup quarterback is their wide receiver, Kellen Watson. Second down and 6 from the Penn 49. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Bayless to the right of McCullough, and he'll hand to Bayless. And he's going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage by Pohl, and he's going to be thrown for another loss. Loss of a yard back to the 48. And it'll be third down coming up for the Kingsmen. And you got to get off the field now every chance you get. You get them to third down, you got to make a play and get off this field. If somebody from the defense wants to, they could pick it off and run this thing back. I'd be quite okay with that. Rosa's got a quick break. He's out. Nelson had been in for him, the freshman who has a tremendous future as a Tiger football player ahead of him. Third down and 7 coming up for Penn. 2:45 left in the third. They lead 21-3. McCullough takes the snap, hands off. Bayless up the middle, ran into traffic at the 50. Gets 4 down to the 46-yard line. It'll be a yard and a half short of the first down. It's fourth down, and the punt team comes on for Penn. I'm stunned by that move. I thought for sure Corey would go for the throat there and try to get this first down on the ground.
Well, evidently he believes making Bart's type of offense, the flex bone, go the full 80 or 90 yards is a better option.
Isel back, standing at his 40, waiting the snap. It's a good snap, and he'll punt it away. It's a little lower kick, fair catch called for and made by Villa at the 19-yard line. 1:52 left to go here in our third quarter. Penn with a 21-3 lead over Warsaw, trying to advance to the regional, looking to win their 26th football sectional championship.
I wonder what the remaining time left. You know, you got a little over a quarter left of football, and you've got a minute 52 with the wind. I wonder, you're backed up in your own territory. I wonder what Bart and Mike are thinking here.
Well, I think he'd probably be thinking about a pass, except the last one didn't look so good. Zollinger behind Sullivan on first and 10 for the 19. And it's going to be Sullivan keeping it. Makes a fake, turns upfield. He's the 25. He's out past the 30-yard line. He's got a first down for the Tigers and a gain of 12 yards. Sullivan with a little Matt Moore, Doug Ogle shimmy shake, shuffle pass, fake, and then kept it and ran upfield for 12.
Made a really good read there. I wish he would have kept his feet, but we'll take a 12-yard gain anytime we can get it.
Tigers moving more quickly now. Get to the line of scrimmage, down 21-3 with a minute and a half to go in the third. And it's Sullivan again. This time he'll pitch back to Egoff, and he gets hit hard at the 33 and gets forward to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards. Again, Penn's defense in the middle is very sturdy. Warsaw has been able to get some yardage, but not much. So they're attacking the edges, trying to loosen up the middle. We haven't seen anybody, even Mishawaka, do that to the Tigers this season. You can understand now why Mishawaka had a hard time moving the ball against this Wild Bunch defense. 50 seconds left to go in the quarter, 10 on the play clock. Sullivan from the 35. Drew up the middle. Zollinger ran into a pile of black shirts and gets thrown backwards. They'll give him a yard to the 36. It'll be third down and 5 coming up for Warsaw. We'll see if the Tigers want to run another play here in the third quarter while they have the wind at their backs. Doesn't look like it. Looks like they're walking to the sidelines. Well, nope, they're getting a play. 19 seconds to go. Third down and 5. One safety deep. One corner out on either side. Everybody else in tight for Penn. Sullivan, option play, keeps it, turns upfield, pushing forward, gets across the 40-yard line. How far did he get? Oh, they're going to give him the first down. They gave him the first down. He got almost 6 yards, and that'll move the chains and be the final play of the third quarter. With the score, Penn at 21, Warsaw 3. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.